WildTalkRadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to Monday Night Raw.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
So, what do you guys want to talk about?
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
It's just a man. What the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got 2 words for ya!
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
And during the few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
It's Monday night, and you're in the mix. It's time for another edition of the Raw Post Show, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, wildtalkradio.com, twitch.tv/WTLiveChat. If you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gamers, and which by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can use credit code Ryan Slack for Lindsay and Ward in the format of shop, because hashtag epic partners, the road to WrestleMania is kicking into gear. And one man decided tonight was his night to return. We'll talk all about him and more in just a little bit. I am the producer, joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
Y'all, they're cooking. And it's not just The Rock who's cooking. Oh no, it's somebody else who's cooking. And I'm like here for it. Like this is, I'm excited so far for WrestleMania. Like, I am completely in for whatever they have planned for us, because so far, they be cooking, man.
And it's the slow burn, what we're getting right now. Like, we knew what our big two matches were right after the Royal Rumble. It was Jey Uso versus Gunther for the World's Heavyweight title, and it was going to be Tiffany Stratton versus Charlotte Flair for the WWE Women's Championship. They set them, okay, boom, on out of the way. Then we got to Elimination Chamber. We figured out who we'll be fighting Cody Rhodes, and who will be fighting Rhea Ripley at the time, now Io Sky, and now Bianca Belair versus Io Sky for the Women's World Championship, and Cody Rhodes will defend against John Cena. We'll talk about Cody Rhodes in a minute. So there's your big four championship matches. Now you got to develop the rest of the card, and instead of peaking now, where we're 40 days away from WrestleMania, we're starting to slowly burn to build the undercard of WrestleMania. We're kind of putting, you know, some feelers out there, what we kind of see happening, and we're kind of aligning all the pieces. And even the Women's World Championship match is going to probably change, which we'll talk about in a moment. So it's like, they've told us, okay, here are your four big matches, and then everything else will be built with some of the biggest stars they have in the company, which is what you want.
I foresee a lot of three-ways, and I mean a lot of three-ways. Like, I think Rock's dream of three-way mania is going to come true, because they just keep setting them up.
We got two. We're going to get two of them. Probably one night, probably the other night. That's okay. There'll probably be a multi-person tag at some point as well. It'll be fine. It'll be good. They're going to try to get as many people on the show as possible. And with all the stars they got, you got to find a way to get everyone on the show, or as many as they can.
I mean, that's only fair. It's only right that they do that. So go ahead. Go off, y'all. Do the thing.
But Monday Night Raw from Madison Square Garden opened up with Jey Uso taking on Grayson Waller. And in no one's surprise, Jey Uso comes out on top. Waller, in theory, attacked Jey after the match. And then Jey was taking care of them. And then they zoomed all the way in on Jey climbing to the top rope. I was like, huh, that's weird. They're zooming all the way in.
They did that a couple times tonight.
I do. It's like, huh. And what did you know? It was Gunther who showed up back in the ring and once again choked out Jey Uso and then standing on his chest one more time.
They're cooling this down a little bit because they've got it where it needs to be in order for them to punch it at the end. But they have still, what, a month?
40 days.
To build this? 40 days? So yeah. They're kind of cooling it off just a little bit. You're having Jey and Gunther snipe at each other. You're having them attack each other. You're having them sort of like be in each other's faces and spaces and all the other things, which is good. And so you're having them do all that. And I think it's all good. I think it's all great. And yeah, we'll see where they go from here. Cause right now it's just holding. That's all it is. Like, it's good. It's fine. They're going to continue exchanging barbs, but they're in a holding pattern until they've gone into that until 40 days from now when Hunter can punch the ticket and be like, okay, go do something amazing. So, cause I have a funny feeling that once they hit it, they're going to hit it really hard.
And they're doing everything they said they were going to do, or Gunther's doing whatever he said he was going to do every night. He's making Jey Uso's life hell, and he is, by attacking him every single week.
Yep.
Logan Paul came to the ring. He ripped a fans in quotation shirt that said, "I hate Logan Paul." Now available on available now on WWEshop.com.
Ding.
Fan. He said, "Hey, if." The fans though were booing the hell out of Logan Paul. Barely could hear him talk. He said the fans. AJ was supposed to call him out, but he decided to beat him punch. He said when you hear his name, you think of names like John Cena and The Rock. He said they transcend sports and entertainment and will do anything to get this happen. And he saw that took 20 years for John Cena to figure out that nice guy's finish last, and that he's figured it out from day one. And he said his soul's for sale if Dwayne wants it. I don't think Dwayne wants it.
No, I think he's good.
Comedian Andrew Schultz was in the crowd and. You know, they wanted him to talk, and, you know, Logan's like, "Why are you here?" And he's like, "I came to see the cage match like everyone else." And then he's like, "Also, no one's here to see you, Logan. They're here to see real wrestlers like AJ Styles." Logan was not happy with that. He pulled Andrew Schultz over the barricade, threw him in the ring, was going to do something, but AJ Styles came out and took care of Logan Paul, and then called his ass back into the ring, and Logan just kept walking. Solid.
No notes, no complaints. Like, we're continuing to build Logan and AJ. That's very clearly the direction. So let's go. I had no idea who the comedian guy was.
He has a special coming up on Netflix.
I figured as much, but it's like, who is this guy? I don't know who he is.
Like a lot of the people in the crowd, coming soon to Netflix.
I know who Josh Johnson is, the comedian. Can we get him on Raw? Like, could we get him to do something on Raw? That would be amazing. Because he's funny as shit.
We had Macaulay Culkin.
I know who Macaulay Culkin is.
I'm just saying, we had Macaulay Culkin. He was also one of the people.
He was. But
he was once again lost in New York.
I'm gonna leave that alone. Let's move on. Kofi. Not going there.
It's Home Alone. New Day. Kofi.
I know that, but think about who's in Home Alone 2.
For 2 seconds. For two seconds.
But at least he doesn't have to deal with him.
Kofi King Xavier Woods took on Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee. Tornado tag match. Good match. Really hot finish. When this masked luchador came over the barricade and started attacking Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee. And then he hit this slow release German suplex like some other guy used to do, allowing New Day to get the win. And whoever this masked luchador was, then got did Gracias, get it, Gracias, and then ran out of the building. Then later, Kathy Kelly is interviewing Chad Gable, who she said made his return to Monday Night Raw. He's like, "Yeah, I'm here. It was despicable. It was the wrong. It wasn't me. Can't prove it was me. It was not me." And then, you know, he goes, and then you see in the background, like, another guy's getting arrested.
I had such a problem with this, because I'm sitting here and I'm watching it, and I'm like, oh my god, Chad, you did not get some random man arrested. You did not do that.
He did.
Sir, I have issues with that, to a large degree.
But yeah, he got another dude arrested, because the person was wearing the American-made luchador mask, also available on WWEshop.com.
Convenient.
See, I like that he denied it. And Kathy was like, really, Chad? Really? You expect me to believe you? And she still
didn't. We all know it was you.
We all know. She didn't believe his bullshit. No one did. But it worked.
Who would believe his bullshit? Like, come on. Chad, we're not stupid. We know, okay? Okay, honey, we know. Just stop lying. Okay, thanks, bye.
The Judgment Day, we're having a little powwow, and then Dominic Mysterio set up a match for next week on Monday Night Raw, because Dom has all the power with Adam Pearce. He gets all the favors. Wonder what he decides to do to give all the favors. But he got Finn Balor a shot at the Intercontinental Championship next week on Monday Night Raw against Braun Breaker. But also tonight, it was Bayley versus Raquel Rodriguez for a shot. If Raquel wins, she gets a shot at the Intercontinental Championship. Raquel did end up getting the win. She's now the number one contender. You had interference from both Liv and Dom, allowing Raquel Rodriguez to get the win over Bayley.
It was a solid match. Like, I really liked this. I thought this was really well done.
Yeah, it's a good match. It was a good match. Good setup for what's to come. We'll probably give Raquel and Lyra here next couple weeks for the Intercontinental title, probably on one of the overseas shows.
Let's go.
The women's world champion, Io Sky, was in the ring. Michael Cole congratulated her, and she's like, I'm going to WrestleMania, and fans said she deserved it. And it was a dream to come true to be champion at Madison Square Garden. Michael Cole introduced Bianca. Cole asked Bianca if she thought she would be facing Rhea at WrestleMania if she had not been at ringside last week. She's had enough drama in her life lately, and then, you know, she's out here just to fight Io. That's the whole deal. Rhea came out. Rhea was like, you know, what's the deal? Why'd you do it? What was the reason? And Bianca's like, I told you what my reason was. And then she said maybe Bianca should let her handle her business with Io while she handled her own with Naomi and Jade Cargill. They got up face to face and they're going back and forth, right? And then Rhea shoves Io. Io's trying to get in between the two. She shoves Io back, face palms her backwards. And then Bianca is up, and Bianca's like, you want to bring that up? And you said you're upset with her clapping for Io rather than, you know, clapping for you, and ask her if that sound Korean. Bianca's like, you can't beat Io, and she's, you know, blaming me for it. Io tried to intervene again. Well, that was the time Rhea faced her, and then she reaccused Bianca of hiding by Io, just like she hid behind Jade and Naomi. Io tries again. This time Bianca shoves her all the way backwards. Io's had enough. She gets back up in both women's face. She slaps the crap out of Rhea. Then she slapped the crap out of Bianca Belair, dropping her. That was good. And the point was proving she's the center. Don't forget about her. She's the champion.
I am on board for all of this. I am here. I am ready. My body is ready. Let's give me this, please. This is going to be fantastic. I need all of this in my life, please.
It's going to be hard for the crowd to figure out who to cheer for because it's three popular women. They're giving them all reasons to cheer them and a lot of reasons to boo them, too.
This is very true. But at the same time, I am open to that challenge. Mm-hmm. I'm here for that challenge. Let's go.
Cody Rhodes was in the ring. He asked New York City what they want to talk about. The Mecca, the Madison Square Garden. He said, John Cena. He said he wasn't there. He chose not to be. Cody said he told Cena told his inner circle of Travis Scott and The Rock. The disgust in Cody's voice when he said Travis Scott and The Rock was great. But he won't be at Madison Square Garden tonight, but he'll be in Brussels next week. He said he doesn't know if he likes that. He said this was the building Cena won the U.S. title, and also where he returned to win the Royal Rumble. And apparently it was an easy decision for John Cena to miss this show. It's also apparently an easy decision to kick someone in the nuts when you have backup. He doesn't begrudge Cena for having a part-time schedule. Fans were mixed reaction of, let's go Cena, Cena sucks. He said Cena's somewhere watching and encouraged them to let him hear it. They booed. But he was annoyed at a tweet. Have the discipline to do what needs to be done, especially when you don't feel like it. And he told John Cena to sit down, John, you goddamn moron. Which they almost censored. Almost.
Out of all the language they got on this show, goddamn moron was going to get censored.
I think they thought he was going to go with motherfucker, so they hit it for half a second on the moron part. I think that's where they thought he was going.
Buzz wrong.
He said,
I'm sure he thought about it.
Mm-hmm. Cody said he will get the heartbreaking privilege of beating his hero when he gets his last chance and finds out in real time, John, I'm the captain now. Good promo from Cody.
Fantastic promo from Cody. We got a good follow-up on Friday from Cody. And they're playing this perfectly in the fact that Dwayne and John aren't there. They can't be fucked. They're like, we made our statement. We beat you down. We left you laying. We've proven ourselves in terms of our dominance. We don't need to deal with you every week. We'll be there. We'll see you. We'll see you in 40 days. We'll be there in 40 days. You can run your mouth all you want. We don't care.
We will see the man you cannot see next week on Monday Night Raw.
That's going to be a fun one. I kind of can't wait for that.
But your main event of the show was CM Punk, Seth Rollins inside a steel cage. They did a good job hyping up the steel cage all night by showing memorable steel cage match highlights from the history of Madison Square Garden. And they made note, CM Punk is undefeated at Madison Square Garden. So the first, they just beat the hell out of each other.
Jeez, damn.
They did storytelling. They just beat the hell out of each other for 15 minutes to start before the first pinfall.
I think you do. I mean, you know, you got, it's foreplay. You have to warm up before you get in the cage. You just can't go right for it.
I mean, so they did an excellent job on commentary to reiterate that point. They weren't going for the pin until after three elbow drops, Punk finally went for the pin. And then
I mean, you know, after three elbow drops, you would expect him to go for the pin because, you know, three should be more than sufficient in terms of etiquette, but you never know these days.
They taunted each other, both of them, with the door being open. You could leave, and then one flips the other off, which got censored. Punk's did not, because he did it quick. Rollins called him a motherfucker a couple times, at least.
I was going to say, out of all the language they got in this show, I am stunned that goddamn almost got a
moron, censored. You mean? Yeah, moron, yeah.
Yeah, not even moron. Just goddamn moron, yeah.
Yeah. So they went back and forth, hitting each other with their own moves, each other's moves, to long near falls. And Rollins hit the super stomp and was jawjacking at him, and the crowd starts roaring. And the camera, as mentioned earlier, zoomed in on Jey Uso climbing the top rope, zoomed all the way in on Seth Rollins' face.
Yeah, it did.
Why? Because Seth Rollins was about to be pulled out of the cage by Roman Reigns. And then Roman Reigns beat the holy hell out of Seth Rollins.
Yeah, he fucking did.
He even hit the stomp on Seth Rollins. He was going to then stomp him on the steps till Adam Pearce and producers and referees ran in to stop him. Roman started to back off. And then Roman panned to the cage. And as Roman panned, the camera panned. And in the cage was CM Punk and Paul Heyman. Paul Heyman was helping up CM Punk. Roman Reigns was like, what the hell is happening here? And he storms into the cage, throws Punk into the cage a couple times, drops him with a spear, left him laying. Heyman was in the corner looking feared for his life of, what the hell did I do?
I done fucked up now.
That was a good ending.
That was a fantastic ending. Like I said at the top of the show, your dream of all three ways is coming. It's happening.
It's not my dream. It's just what I see. I'd rather have singles matches, but I'm okay with them going for it this way.
Oh, I'm completely okay with them going for it. Like, I think this is going to be tremendous.
And because it's going to leave opportunities down the line for additional singles matches between Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins and Roman Reigns and CM Punk. So you can get the triple threat out of the way, then you can spin it off into other matches down the road too. But yeah, we started cooking for the CM Punk, Seth Rollins, Roman Reigns three-way. Roman's been off since Royal Rumble. He's now back. I know he's scheduled for the Overseas SmackDown, so him showing up here on Raw was a bit so big of a surprise. So, because they announced him going to be on those shows, so everyone was expecting, okay, he's just showing up to work at the end of March. Well, it's the second week in March. He showed up to work on the other show.
He was bored. He wanted to get away from the kids. You know, it's New York. Like, who doesn't want to go to New York and have a good time? Like, you know, and just prove your dominance and maybe possibly scare the shit out of your manager. Like, who doesn't want to do that? Like, come on. It sounds fun.
It's the perfect time. Yeah, it's all good.
You know,
yeah.
especially with the launch of the game and the fact that, you know, everybody's been paying Heyman so many compliments. Maybe Roman wanted to surprise Paul and be like, hey, good job, buddy. Awesome job on the game.
Yeah.
Because he is the cover boy.
He is the cover boy, yeah. That is true. But yeah, good Raw.
Very good Raw. Very enjoyable. No complaints. except for maybe Chad Gable getting an innocent man in prison, but they'll take care of it.
Beyond that, it's fine. But that will do it for the Raw Post Show Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Programming note, this is the final one until April. Raw recaps moving to Thursdays during the rack. Because Raw is airing at 3 Eastern this week, or next week. Then 4 Eastern. And then 3 Eastern.
This is going to be so weird, y'all. It's going to be weird.
But we'll make it all work. Speak of the Rack, we're live again Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern.
That's right. Tune in. We'll be talking stuff. We haven't figured it out yet. But
yes, we did.
Tune in for news, huh?
Oh, I'll tell you in a second.
Oh, you'll tell me in a second? Okay, all right. A mystery topic of which will not be revealed until the next show we do.
No, we'll let you finish. Anyway, we're talking the video game.
There we go. There it is. Which Rock streamed today, so go check out his earlier stream from today where he gave us some awesome matches, so go check that out. But tune into the Rack Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
We're doing the full review this Thursday on the Rack. Plus news and notes, all the things. Saturday night.
It's gonna be a fun review.
It is going to be a fun review. Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. It's another edition of CB Radio. Sunday, it's another edition of WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio. 10 p.m. Eastern. As mentioned, we will be back in April for the Raw Post Show every Monday night when Raw ends. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Chat. If you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming Super Channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can use credit code Rock and Sack or
Lin's M Word
in the Fortnite item shop. Epic Game Store. Why?
Because we are hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lins Ward, L-E-N-S-W-D. You can check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/Lins Ward. You can follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/@SimoLinsWard. And you can check me out on TikTok, Lins Ward Zero.
You also check out the Rack Extra Reviews 2-Point Museum, also now available. So we'll see you Thursday night for the Rack to talk WWE 2K25. And the Raw Post Show moves to Thursdays during the Rack for the rest of the month. Thanks to MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. We'll see you Thursday for the Rack, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
WildTalkRadio.com.